Hello, this is Everyday English, and we welcome you. In this program, I'd like us to consider the uses of the words young and youth and their derivatives. The two words are related, as you can see. Let's take young first. Here are some sentences.
He's a young man.
He's a young man. Incidentally, those who write English should note that the phrase young man is made up of two separate words, not one compound word. Young and man, they are separate.
They are all young.
It isn't necessary to go into an elaborate description of the meaning of young. Let's simply say the word roughly means having lived or having been known for a relatively short time. Thus, not only do we talk of
a young person, a young man, a young woman,
but also
a young movement.
A young movement.
A young country. A young university.
That is, a country or university which has been in existence for a relatively short time. The word young is normally an adjective. That's why it belongs to the series
young, younger, youngest.
He's the younger of the two.
She is the youngest.
These are the most basic uses of the word young. There are one or two extended uses of young which we should mention. We sometimes use the expression to refer to a period, as in
young days.
Yes, young days. The period when one is or was young. For example,
he was given to riotous living in his young days.
He was given to riotous living in his young days. There is a second important use of young. It is this.
The young.
The young. This is a fixed phrase meaning
young people in general.
It is also plural. Note that the expression is fixed and cannot be altered. The young.
He writes stories for the young.
He writes stories for the young. His stories are aimed at young people. Here's another example.
He organizes lectures for the young of this country.
He organizes lectures for the young.
There is a new series of lectures to which all the young are invited.
There's a new series of lectures to which all the young are invited. Here's another.
The young of this country should be brought up to respect our traditions and mores.
The young of this country should be brought up to respect our traditions and mores. This is an important use of young or the young. I now turn to some minor uses. Young, this time not the young, is used to refer to the offspring of animals, especially mammals. Thus we normally say
a rat and its young.
A rat and its young, that is, a rat and its offspring.
A rabbit and its young.
Note also the expression with young. With young simply means be pregnant. Finally, young blood. This is a noun and it can mean any of the following.
Young new people.
Yes.
Young new ideas.
Vigorous new people. Vigorous new ideas.
Or
fresh ideas. Fresh attitudes.
Hence,
we need young blood.
I'd like you to listen to this short conversation. Please pay attention to the various uses of the word young.
You've seen today's papers?
No.
Every one of them refers to YH. What is YH?
YH is simply an acronym. It stands for the Youth Hostel.
And what is that?
It's Club for the Young, essentially.
Club for the Young. So, it is not a hostel?
No, not in this case.
Is it one of those clubs created by the new District Assembly? The new DC has a lot of young blood, I gather.
As you can very well see from their initial performance.
So, the YH does what?
It coordinates social and cultural programs for the young in the various districts.
But there are similar clubs in the country which cater for the young. Why the YH?
Well, it has been said several times that the OY...
What is the OY?
Opportunity Young, another club for the young. It is felt that the OY has lost its vitality. It's no longer as fresh and vigorous as it used to be in its young days.
So the purpose is to inject new blood into an old institution?
Yes, to bring young blood into the clubs as a whole.
But there is always the distinct danger of introducing blood that is too young.
Not just that. There is even the possibility of introducing younglings where they are not needed. But let's hope neither of these happens.
Now let's listen to some of the sentences again.
It's a club for the young, essentially.
Club for the young. So, it's not a hostel.
The young simply means young people. It's a collective noun, and it's always a plural form or a plural noun. Remember that it's always a fixed phrase. Here's another sentence.
It coordinates social and cultural programs for the young in the various districts.
It coordinates programs for young people. The expression young days occurred in the dialogue.
It is felt that the OY has lost its vitality. It's no longer as fresh and vigorous as it used to be in its young days.
Young days means when it was young, at the time that it had not been in existence for a long time. Now, young blood.
So, the purpose is to inject new blood into an old institution?
Yes. To bring young blood into the clubs as a whole.
Inject new blood. Bring young blood. That is to bring new life and creative vitality. Now there is a related word we have not discussed. It's the word youngling. Youngling, this can mean a young person or animal. But it can be used to mean a beginner, a novice, or an inexperienced person. That's the sense that's used in the dialogue.
There's even the possibility of introducing younglings where they are not needed. But let's hope neither of these happens.
That is, there's the danger of bringing in inexperienced people. Now, I turn to the related word youth. Youth and young share a large area of meaning, as can be seen. Let's divide all the various uses of youth into concrete and abstract. The concrete first. First, youth means
a young person, especially a man or boy.
For example,
he's a youth of 15.
Since youth is count, it must have both singular and plural.
He is a youth of 15.
Singular. Now plural.
They are youths of between 15 and 18 years of age.
Youths of between 15 and 18. That is, young persons of between 15 and 18. It can also be used with the unstressed some in its plural form.
I saw some youths throwing stones at the headmaster's car.
Now here's another example.
As a club, the OY organizes training courses for the youths of the country.
It organized or organizes courses for the young people, especially young boys of this country. Note the expression is youths of this country.
Remember, you are now adults. You are no longer youths.
These are some examples of the use of youth as a concrete noun. It is count. We continue tomorrow and please remember to tune in. Till then, it's goodbye from us.